kids at home, you know, you guys haven't been able to put things together on the road. What do you think just goes wrong when you guys are away from home?
Well, I think today we just ran into a better team. And, you know, that's really, you know, what that's the bottom line today. You know, Denver's a better team than we are, and we weren't able to, you know, put it together, you know, coming down here at Mile High. So that's basically that.
Lots of major Peyton Manning and maybe Blossom Armstrong and stuff like that. Judging by today, did you see the same old Peyton Manning?
You know, Peyton is Peyton, you know, in my eyes. I think every player in this league at some point has a bad game, you know. But when it comes to a player that's played in the game as long as he has, you know, and myself, you know, they always got a pinpoint on something, you know. So they look at whatever they can look at, whether it's the arm or something. So he's playing well. You know, they got a good team, and they're in the playoffs with a chance to, you know, go on with the rest of the season. So
are you coming back next year? Coming back?
Right now I would say that I plan on it. You know, I guess that would depend heavily on the Raiders, you know, at this point, see what they want to do, and then we'll go from there.
But you can still play. You feel like you still can. You have that talent.
No doubt. I mean, the crazy thing is that I still feel like I can get better, you know, so, you know, we'll see what happens here.
For this team, is it time to take some time off now? Season's over, kind of reflect.
Yeah, I mean, anytime the season ends, you reflect on the season. You know, you think about things that you could have done better, things that you did well, and figure out going forward, you know, how to capitalize on the things that you did well. So, you know, the off season is here, so we have a lot of time to think about it right now.
But although the season didn't go the way you hoped for, what's the biggest thing you'll take away from this year?
You know, it was you know, for us, I think, you know, up and down year, way too many losses, you know, for sure. But the one thing, you know, I'll say about this team is that, you know, we kept coming into work with positive attitudes about, you know, what we were doing, you know, positive about the work that we still had to continue to do week in and week out. And, you know, guys didn't, you know, they never got down on themselves, you know, as far as you know, football players, you know, we all stayed professional, came in, got our work done, and that's the thing that I'm most proud of this particular team.
Although Sperano, who goes to 3-9 as interim head coach, do you think he's done enough to show he deserves to be back next season?
As I said last week, you know, he's definitely made his case. You know, I think, you know, guys on this team, I think they actually believe in Coach Sperano, so I think he did a good job with the guys, you know, from a week-to-week basis on trying to get us ready for games and having us prepared, you know, as a team. So, yeah, I'll say it again. I think he's made a good case.
Does David Carr have the qualities to be a leading quarterback in this
Yeah, league? I think David's going to be fine. You know, he's going to be, you know, one of the good quarterbacks in this league. You know, he's a guy, you know, I think when you start surrounding him with more playmakers, he's going to be just fine.
Talk about the players trusting Sperano. Do you trust Sperano, and would you personally like to see him back?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I think he's done a good job, you know, for this team. I mean, now our record doesn't, you know, reflect, you know, I think the way that he's come in and, you know, taking control of this team. But, you know, the last couple of weeks, I mean, if you look at what we've done at home, you know, we came out and we were able to get some home wins. I mean, we hadn't done that, you know, in a while. So a lot of that is, you know, his vision and him coming in and making, a few changes here and there. So I think he's done a good job with the team. So we'll see how it goes.
How tough is it to go against Manning with these young guys around in the secondary to all the guys?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think it's about you know, just being difficult because of the young guys. I just think, you know, they got a good team. And, you know, they were able to capitalize on some things that we didn't do well. And, you know, last week we did very well against the run. This week we did not. And, you know, anytime a team can run the ball, man, that's hard on you, you know, from a defensive standpoint. So hats off to them. They came and they grinded it out and got a big win. They needed it.
It's hard to believe that if you look around and there's only three guys left in the 98 draft class. You,
Peyton, yeah, it's funny, man. Yeah, you know, earlier in the year that was brought to my attention about there being only three guys. And, you know, I think it says a lot, you know, about the guys that are still around. You know, us three that, you know, we've been fortunate, you know, to be relatively healthy for the most part. We love the game, you know, and we've been, you know, good at what we do, and that's why you can last this long. So it's a blessing for each of us, you know, to be around this long.